We're up to Daniel Perek Tes, Pasuk Chof. Okay, I believe that's where we're up to. Okay, so we are in the middle, we are still in the middle of Daniel's prayer, his Tfilah and Tachanun. Two different expressions that Daniel used to express his Bakasha to Kodesh Baruch Hu. One Tfilah, we'll come back to him a little bit later on. But Daniel here is being mispala. Why has the Gula process not begun? Hashem told Yirmiyah that after 70 years, Lamalos L'Chorvos Yerushalayim, after 70 years, it's been 70 years since the conquest of Nebuchadnezzar over Yehoyakim. It's been 71 years since the time that Nebuchadnezzar came to power, and nothing is doing. Business as usual. Olam kiminhogoy nohog. So Daniel was extremely disturbed. He felt that he had the right to interpret the psukim in a way that the gula process at least should begin, if not should have been concluded. He was extremely disturbed, and therefore he was misfollowed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I do not understand why this is happening. Perhaps the promise has been annulled due to the sins of the Jewish people. And therefore we began to misfollow. We went in motion of the tefillah, and Pasuk Chof now concludes the tefillah, V'yodani v'daber, while I was speaking, u'mispalel, u'misvadech atosi. Three expressions. I was speaking, I was being mispalel, u'misvadech, confessing, chatosi, my sin. Daniel over here confessed a personal sin, v'chatas ani Yisrael, and on behalf of Klal Yisrael, he confessed the sin of the people of Klal Yisrael, u'mapil tichinosi lefnei Hashem Elokai, and I cast, an unusual expression, to cast, to present, to put down in front of my tichinosi, before Hashem Elokai, Hashem my God, al har hakodesh Elokai, al here simply means concerning Har Kodesh Elokai, the holy mountain of my God. Now, what does it mean? Let's one thing at a time. What does it mean over here? Al. Again, Al, we just said that Daniel is being mispalel where? In Bavel. Daniel, this is during the first year of the Malchus, Daryovesh ben Achashverosh HaModai. And Daryovesh ben Achashverosh HaModai set up his capital in Bavel. Perhaps in Elam, the same place where Nebuchadnezzar was, where Belshazzar had his palace. We had Nebuchadnezzar, El Merodach, and Belshazzar, and immediately after the death, the assassination of Baal, Shetzar, Daryovesh took over. It appears from what we understand that he took over in the same palace. He just moved in. He moved in. There are different opinions as if it was a violent when the Malach came and wrote the message on the wall, Meneminate to Kelu Farsin, which was a prediction that the Malchus would come to an end very shortly. One of the servants of Belshazzar took out his sword and decapitated Belshazzar, presented the head to Daryovesh, and according to some opinions, there was no blood, there was no bloodshed. Immediately, the Babylonians gave up, and Daryovesh just moved right into the palace. It was a peaceful takeover, transfer of power, according to some opinions. Others say, no, there was still some wars which went on until, I mean, it would happen very quickly, but he did take over, and he did use the structure of the Malchus of Bavel for his own Malchus. So here he is in Bavel. Then 52 years later, Daniel, that following year, Daniel was a servant to the new king of Daryovesh ben Achashverosh HaModai, and was being mispalel. So seemingly he was still in Bavel. So what then does it mean that he was mispalel al Har Kodesh Elokai? So the simple understanding is concerning. It does not mean that he actually returned to Eretz Yisrael. He was being mispalel in Bavel concerning the Churban of Yerushalayim. Chazal tell us that the first 52 years after the Churban, nothing was doing. There were no living creatures in Eretz Yisrael. The first 7 years was Gafris Ramelach. There was sulfur, there was incredible Churban in Eretz Yisrael for the first 7 years. After 7 years, then things, the environment got a little bit better, but there was still no one living there until the end of 52 years. So that's one interpretation. Other Midrashim say something amazing, that Daniel actually, he made a trip. It's an incredible, dig from this pasuk that Daniel felt that his prayer would be more effective if he was standing al admas kodesh. So he made the trip. He made the difficult trip. There were no planes, no jeeps, no caravans in those days. No one was living in Eretz Yisrael. And in order that his prayer should have the most punch, the most impact, he returned to the Har HaKodesh. And that is where he expressed these ideas, which we have incorporated into our tefillos today by Tachlin. Monday, Thursday, we said where everything else going on. It's urgent. You know, we're setting here a nice, not everybody, but there are many psukim in the Vahurachim that are taken directly from what Daniel said here in this parak. And this, according to this medrash, was said al har hakodesh elokai, as the pasuk literally says al. That's what it says. Umapil tchinasi lefnei Hashem elokai al, while I was standing upon Yerushalayim. It's very difficult, but that's what it says. I'm not making this up. Where is the medrash? I don't have it here. I have it in my big, and the medrash is the exact source. But that's what it says. We actually went to Eretz Yisrael based upon this med. But again, the simple understanding is al means concerning the korban of the Har Kodesh. Now it says here two expressions. There's tefila and techinasi. What is the difference between tefila and a techina? So the different interpretations, the simplest interpretation is that tefillah is a text that has been established by Chazal. There are certain, like we have, we daven every day Shemona Esrei, so we have a certain fixed nusach. The nusach has been handed down to us from the Anshei Knesset Hagadola. This is exactly what you should say. Obviously, Daniel was living before the time of the Anshei Knesset Hagadola, but it does appear even then, before the Anshei Knesset Hagadola, they did have some standardized nusach, which was the basic tefillah. That is tefillah. It's something which the entire Klal Yisrael says. Techina is a personal supplication. Like a person, if he wants, before he says, he can add anything he wants to the prayer. Some Siddum have tried to help you out a little bit. They've created some Yihiratza, and so you can buy in this farm store books of various prayers that were said by different great tzaddikim over the last number of generations, which if you want, you can take for yourself and you can add to your prayer before you say Yihiyu L'Ratzon, or under certain special conditions, you can add it to individual barachos, like Rifo'enu, there's a nusach in the Tehillim Mitzvah for someone who's sick, for someone, a relative or a friend, and Baruch Aleinu, there's a nusach for Parnasa, and Geula, and so on and so forth. Yeah?
I think one of the most famous things is what the women say, the Tzenarena.
But Tzenarena is more of a limud on the parsha. It's not. I mean, good from Avram. It's a Shabbos.
Yeah, everything.
All those things. In Chanami, okay. There are many. But that's the difference between a tefillah and a techina. A tefillah is something which is standardized for the entire Klal Yisrael, and a techina is something which an individual has a right to aid on his own to formulate his own private personal thoughts and say before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is one approach. Another approach is tefillah is something which you recite when you are standing. A techina tachanun is something, is a certain type of prayer which is said when you are bowed, when you fall on your face. We call tachanun comes from the word techina. And what do we do when we recite tachanun? We put our hand down on our arm, we fall on our face. So that's tefillah, is where you're oymed lifnei hamelech, you're standing in respect and awe before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So these are two different ideas, tefillah and techina, and you sit very carefully here, and indeed it is a mapil techinasi. I present my techina, that perhaps the rem is why we call tachanun. When we recite tachanun, we fall on our face. So the two ideas to keep in mind, tefillah and techina, b'lefnei Hashem elokai, for Hashem, my God, al har kodesh elokai. Now there is something very interesting which the Ramban discusses. Ramban, and where the Ramban is, I don't remember. Again, I should be more careful to tell you all the sources. But the Ramban is critical of the prayer of Daniel, in that there is no Kabbalah al Ha'osid. Part of confession, part of the process of tshuva is Charoto al Ha'avar and Kabbalah al ha'osit. You accept upon yourself that in the future you will improve, you will behave, you will do better. If we look carefully at the tefillah of Daniel, there is great remorse over the sins of the past. But there's no mention anywhere in this tefillah a kabbalah for the future. And some, and therefore the Ramban, now the Ramban says, the Ramban is critical that that is something which is lacking. Perhaps if there was a Kabbalah Lossid, the koyach of this tefillah would have gone even further, where we would have been able to bring the Geula. Maybe the Geula would have come. Daniel at this point obviously was a very great Eis Ratzon, and he accomplished with his tefillah very great things for Klai. So we don't give Daniel the credit he deserves. It was his tefillah which appears brought the process of Koresh shortly thereafter, being inspired to issue the proclamation that the Jewish people have a right to return to Eretz Yisrael and start rebuilding the Beis HaMikdash, which indeed concluded 18 years later. That, Chazal tell us, was due by and large to Daniel's Bakasha. Things just don't happen by themselves. Things only happen when a person is misfollowed. We learned that from Adam HaRishon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, he created the vegetation on the fourth day, and it says the eight Yalam and Aretz, Vehishkan, and water the land. Why? The Chazal explained, Rashi brings down this Chazal, that the blades of grass were on the edge of the soil, but did not come forward until Adam HaRishon was created on day 6, and was Makir B'toivosan Shel Geshamim. And Adam HaRishon was Mispalel, he recognized the Barucha of Geshem, and was Mispalel, and only through his Koyach of Tefillah did the Esef HaSadeh, did the vegetation, did the fruit and vegetables come forth from the soil, from the ground below. So things don't happen by themselves. Things only happen when a person recognizes where everything comes from and a person is mispalel. We should not think for one moment that the Geula came, that the Geula, the beginning of the Bayis Shem, which took place 70 years later, 70 years after the Kibush HaYakim, just happened by itself. It only happened because Daniel was mispalel that it should happen. And I guess Daniel was mispalel, he led the way, he inspired others to be mispalel as well. But his tefillah is extremely critical. Every word of his tefillah has great meaning, and Ramban is just very disturbed that there is no mention of Kabbalah al Ha'asid. And there's also much discussion with the people of Nineveh. On Yom Kippur, the same idea is expressed in Yom Kippur. We read the Haftarah of Yonah, and the Haftarah of Yonah, Sefer Yonah, we discuss in great detail the vidui of Ashur. Nineveh is the capital of Ashur, the Melech Ashur. And there's also there's a study, and there's discussion that they were not there was no Kabbalah al Ha'asit there as well. There was only a Charata al Ha'avar on the past. There was something lacking in the prayer of I plan to improve myself to do good in the future, not to make a change in my life, so I'll not allow myself to fall into the same trappings of the past which allowed me to sin. Now let's take the Ramban also, I think it's Ramban, it could be the Malbim and the Barbanel, they discuss the difference between tshuva and all other mitzvahs. It's a very interesting idea. When it comes to, let's say, to a talis, let's say you only can afford to buy 3 tzitzis. You have a garment that's 4 corners, and you only put on 3 of the 4 corners tzitzis. Were you mekayim the mitzvah? Absolutely not. If you buy a pair of tefillin and you only write 3 parshios, okay, so you can spend $900 in buying beautiful batim and hiring a sofer to write 3 parshios, but you just don't want to pay the last $100 for the last parsha. So you don't have the 4th parsha, and you put these tefillin on. Are you mekayim the mitzvah? Absolutely not. By most mitzvos, it's all or nothing. If you don't do the mitzvah the way it's supposed to be, there's no such thing as partial credit. It's either you do the mitzvah or you don't do the mitzvah. The mitzvah of tzitzis, there are 4 parts, there are 4 corners, and each of the 4 corners requires 4 strings, doubled over, 3 knots. There's a very precise way, 1 knot, the 3 chulios. There are very precise minimum requirements that must be met in order for you to follow, to fulfill the mitzvah. And if you do not meet these minimum requirements, you do not get credit, period. No matter how much you try, and how many parts you accomplish, you don't get the credit. when it comes to tshuva, there are two parts to tshuva, or there really are more parts to tshuva, but at least the two major components are charata al ha'avar. You have remorse over what you've done in the past, and you accept upon yourself in the future you will not. You make a statement, you resolve within yourself that in the future you will not continue to follow in this approach. So if that is what tshuva, and tshuva is one of the mitzvahs, says in the, one of the mitzvahs in the Torah, it's mitzvah say. It's a shavta an Hashem Elokecha v'shamata b'kolo. There's a mitzvah deraisa of tshuva. There's a whole parish of tshuva. Some people even recite the psukim every single after davening. So if you only do part of the tshuva process, l'cho'ira, it's no different than only depending on the baggit of dalet kanfos and only having three of the four tzitzis. And here, in fact, Daniel only did a partial tshuva where there was a charota al ha'avar, but no kabbalah al ha'osid, people of Nineveh as well. And yet we focus on this on Yom Kippurim, Mincha Yom Kippurim. So this the Rishonim discusses that tshuva is different. It's a very interesting idea that tshuva is different. For tshuva, you get partial credit. There is such a concept, even if you only have charota al ha'avar, and you don't put into play a mechanism or a system where the future will be different, and you still leave the door open where it's very likely that you'll fall into the same trap and sin, it's okay. I mean, it's not okay, it's not the full dosage of tshuva, but you do get credit. In Shamayim, they do take into account the degree of tshuva that you have done, and you will be rewarded, and your tshuva will bring about changes in this world. And we learned that from Daniel. Daniel, for whatever reason, was unable to be makabel al ha'asid. It's not for us to understand why that is lacking. He is representing Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael, at this point in time, obviously suffered an enormous... they suffered greatly due to the Khorban. We can't even begin to imagine their state of mind and what they were going through, and they were not in a frame of mind Kabbalah al ha'asid, but the very least it was Charata al ha'avar, as is recorded here in Daniel Chatanu, Rashanu, Vesar, Mimitzvaysecha, all the psukim we mentioned before. But there was no Kabbalah al ha'asid. It doesn't matter. HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepted, as we'll see now, the prayer of Daniel, and did bring about the process of Geula for the building of the Bayis Sheni for the next 420 years. Okay, so these are just some interesting ideas of Pasuk Chaf. Pasuk Chaf Aleph now goes on to say, V'od ani medaber ba'tefila, and while. Od here simply means while I was being mispalel ba'tefila, V'ho ish Gavriel. This individual, this person, the Musa of Gavriel, this Gibor Gavriel, Asher Isi Vechazoin Batchila, this is not the first time I saw him. I saw him in my other visions. We had in the Perikhes, Daniel was standing in the third year of Baal Shetzar, the last year of Baal Shetzar, where he received the vision of the two creatures, of the ram and of the goat. The ram and the goat, the Sawyer, the he-goat, and the ayil, and those two creatures represented the Malchus of Parasu Madai and the Malchus of Yavon. And then from Yavon came Rome, Edom, or as other Mepharshim learn, refers to the whole Mara was a reference to Yavon, Antiochus, and the miracle of Chanukah, or as we learned, Ibn Ezra refers to Yishmael. But whatever it is, he had a vision of two creatures. And when did those two creatures appear? In the third year of the Malchus of Balshetzar. And who appeared on the scene to explain the significance of these two creatures? It was Gavriel. So now it's a year later, in the first year of Daryavish. And who is on the scene? Who's on the scene? It is the same Ish Gavriel is appearing once again. That's what the Pasuk mentions. The Ish Gavriel that I saw previously, 1 year ago, in the vision concerning Parasu Madai and Yavon, mu'of bi'of. He flew. That's an expression that means he flew very quickly. Double expression that it connotes a very swift flying. Negea Eli, he reached me. He came close to me. Ke'es, at the time, Minchas Orev, the Mincha of the afternoon. Now, there are a lot of interesting things going on here. First of all, there is no Minchas Orev. The Beis HaMikdash has been destroyed. Right, so what do you mean during the time and during the, you know, it came in the afternoon. What is now we're dealing over here during 51 years, 51, 52 years since the Chabayis Rishon. There is no carbon. In fact, there is no carbon. So what then does it mean over here during the Minchas Arve means at the time when the Mincha, the meal offering that accompanies the Talmud Shel Ben Harbim would have been offered. Minchas, and that is an ace Ratzayin. As we know that Eliyahu HaNavi was only answered during the time Eliyahu HaNavi when he gave Musar to the people who were worshipping the Baal. The famous Musar of Eliyahu HaNavi, where he told them, stop worshipping the Baal, and he asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu to, in order to show the world that Avodah Zarah is nothing, and he offered a carbon to Hashem, and the people, the Avodah HaBaal, offered an offering to the Avodah Zarah, and the fire came out of heaven, and only accepted the offering of Eliyahu. This took place during the afternoon. And from here, Chazal learned that the afternoon is an auspicious time for Hashem to accept our prayers. It is a very great ace rotzain. And that is why many people have the minute. That's why the ideal time, and when would that's really after 9, and here we discussed this at length during the Lamam Shul, and this, and that's why is Mincha, why is the Talmud Shel Ben Harbayim called Mincha? Why isn't that called the Talmud Shel Ben Harbayim? Like so we explain because what accompanies every single carbon? A mincha, a meal offering. So the meal offering is the very end. Shachris, when we daven Shachris, so we start with the offering, the Talmud Shel Shachar. That's the very beginning. The end of the day, we offer the Talmud Shel Ben Harbayim, but that's not the end. We want to push as far as possible to the very, very end. The meal offering that accompanies the Talmud Shel Ben Harbayim is the very end of the day. So when it comes to the Talmud Shel Ben Harbayim, we focus on not just the carbon, but what comes after the carbon, which leads into the very, very last moment of the day, which is the Mincha offering. And that's one of the reasons, there are many reasons, one of the reasons why we call Mincha, Mincha, we don't call it Tamid Shel Ben Harbayim. We don't call Ben Harbayim. Shachris, we call Shachris, in reference to the Tamid Shel Shachar, because that's the earliest possible time of the day. We want to sandwich the day with the Ben Harbayim. What is the last thing that's offered in the Beis HaMikdash in the afternoon? It is the Mincha that accompanies the Tamid Shel Ben Harbayim. So we don't refer to it as Ben Harbayim, but we refer to it to the Mincha. And that's what it says too, that here basically the Malach says that Hashem has accepted your prayer at this auspicious moment of the end of the day. And that's why the ideal time to daven Mincha is the end of the day. We're very lenient today. In our times, we daven Mincha Gedolah. Mincha Gedolah, according to many opinions, is not the ideal time to daven Mincha. You do have an advantage that you'll daven then. You're not going to make a mistake. The earlier you daven, the less of a chance you'll come to forget. You'll have a minion. It'll be bakovedik. You'll daven the right way. But as far as an Eis Ratzon, it's not the ideal time. Eis Ratzon is after Plag Mincha. That's after when the time when the Talmud Shel Ben Harbayim was offered. In fact, the ultimate Plag Mincha is the end of the day, as late as possible, the very last moment. And once you daven at the very last moment, that's why Hasidim, not all, they don't daven Tachmon, because since they are very makbid to daven, they try at least to daven Mincha Ben Harbayim, the very, very last moment. So the Mincha, their Mincha extends into the evening. Once you already touch upon the evening, you don't have to say Tachmon, because it's a sakana. Because to say Tachmon when you get into the evening hours is already a very great danger. But there's no excuse for Hasidim to omit Mincha, Tachmon, if they daven Mincha early. And in fact, they do. A lot of the Hasidim were very makbid on halacha. when they do daven mincha early, they do say tachlon. They don't play games. They say tachlon. The only time they don't say tachlon is if they're davening mincha very late in the afternoon, where the mincha extends past sunset, because then it's a sakana to compound din with din. Evening is a time of din. Tachlon, when you fall, you're giving yourself over for death. It's din with din. That you don't do. But if you can daven before sunset, not the ideal time, then you do need to compensate by reciting the Tachanun, unless the Yartzeit, unless it's a Yom Tov. And if there is no Yom Tov, then it's also a Yom Tov. No one died that day. So you always have a reason. Okay, so that's now another thing that's interesting about this pasuk is that tefillah midaber batzfilah. You would interesting you. If you would make a joke, you would say that if the rabbi calls talking during davening, the rabbi calls you up, why are you talking during davening? So you can open up Daniel and you can show the rabbi. It says mi lanu gadol mi Daniel. Daniel would speak during davening, so I could also talk during davening. It says if ani medaber betzvila, right? Ani medaber betzvila. Don't dare go to a shul. It says also ledaber b'shas hatzvila. This is apikorsis. It's apikorsis. It's a ferish pasuk in Tanakh. It says v'oid ani medaber batzvila. I was medaber betzvila. So it's apikorsis. These signs also daber b'shas hatzvila. You have to write in pencil mark on the bottom of the sign ayin Daniel tes pasuk chof aleph, where it says fakered. It's mutter, and it's the ideal thing to do. What? So obviously, it doesn't mean to speak the Dvarim B'Tehillim. Obviously, it means that your tefillah.
In your name, tefillah.
No, it means that when you, what is tefillah? Tefillah means you should speak like HaKadosh Baruch Hu with Koyach HaDibor. It means it's not. Your mind should be there when you talk to your friend. If you're just daydreaming and your lip service, it's not going to go off well. So when you speak the Kaddish Baruch Hu, you should have the Hakara that you're talking. It's not lip service. It's not some hocus pocus service where you just move your lips and things happen. There is a conversation. You are speaking. Hashem is listening. And when a person is in that frame of mind where he recognizes that it's a dibor, then it's an entirely different tefillah. It's a very powerful pasuk.
Word should have been hispalel.
So that's what it's teaching you. It's teaching you that tefillah is not, what is tefillah? It is a conversation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know, I'm a spalel to your friend, to another human being, because another human being does not have the power to do anything for you. It's limited what he can do. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is HaKol Yachol. But when you speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it should be with recognition that he is listening, that there is some conversation. Pasuk Chav Beis. Vayoven vayidaber imim. Vayoven over here is a difficult word to translate in this context. Vayoven means vayoven, and he understood.
Bina
understood. But what do you mean he vayoven? Who understood? Who understood? So the Mitzvah says heaven osi. The pasuk is to be loosely translated is that the Malach caused me to understand. He explained things to me. He opened up my mind. Vayoven. Vayoven doesn't just mean Vayoven. He understood. It means that he caused me to understand. How did he cause me to understand? We don't know. Either there was an elaboration, there was a conversation, or maybe there was some siyat d'shmaya, some divine light that he cast on Daniel. We don't know what this means, but Vayoven Osi, he caused me to understand. Vayedaber imi, and he spoke with me. Vayomar, and he said, there are a lot of things going on here. Vayoven, Vayedaber, Vayomar. I mean, I don't know the significance. Vayedaber is harsh. Amira is soft. Bina represents Maven Dava Mitoich Dava, represents not this and not speaking, it represents some type of analytical insights. He showed me things, I don't know exactly how, but there are three different expressions. Daniel, Ato now, Yotzasi, I have now gone forth. Lehaskilcha Vina to cause you to understand understanding. Another two expressions, Bayavin and Bina, are the same from the beginning of the Pasuk. Balahaskilcha is another expression, the same, Lahavin, Lahaskil, Lashmaya, different expressions of insight. And Hashpe, what? Right, so what is Seichel? How does Seichel differ than Bina? I do not know. And the Farshim have all these different understandings, maybe the Mitoch Dovar, and it's not for now. But it represents a depth of understanding, and the Malach over here is saying that it has been in this moment, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the next couple of songs, the end of the park are very, very hard. You have to pad every word with a lot of words, with a whole paragraph to explain each word. And here basically, Atah now, Yotzasi, I have gone forth. I don't do anything on my own. Gavriel only does Hashem's bidding. Hashem has commanded me to go forth at this moment in order l'haskil chavina, to enlighten you, to understand what you have seen, to understand, that you should understand why the Geula has not yet come, and to understand the true depth of the words of Yirmiyah that said that after 70 years the Chorvos of Yerushalayim will be rebuilt. You have a very difficult question. How come this has not been fulfilled? Well, I'm coming now to explain this to you. And it's only because Atah, which Mefarshim dwell upon, it's only now that you were Mispala. In other words, had you been Mispala 18 years ago, maybe then things would have been accelerated. There would have been a different interpretation of the prophecy. Not 18 years, but had you come earlier to be mispalel, perhaps there would have been a different interpretation. There's an unlimited number of interpretations for 70 years. We think we know them all. 70 years from the Nebuchadnezzar, 70 years from Yehoyakim, 70 years from the Chorban, and there may be even a few more we'll see later on. But that's not the only interpretation of 70 years. There are details, there are facts that are hidden from us. Just like we learned that Idan, Uplag Idan, back a few psukim ago, the time of the Gula when the Sheikh will come. I mean, there are hundreds. I don't know, hundreds, but there are so many. Every generation, Talmidei Chacham have come along giving new interpretation of what it means. It's all Torah Laba Shemayim. The interpretation of those words is not etched in stone. It all depends on if you're Roy, Hayoyim, in the Koloi Tishmahu. If you merit, you do tshuva, Mashiach will come today, and then we will figure out L'mafreya, what those words meant. Idan, the Idan, and half of an Idan. Same thing, Daniel, when it says here, Hashem, after 70 years, there'll be L'chomalos Chavish Shalayim. So now, Baruch Hashem, you've at least come, you're frustrated, and you were mispalel. So now, I'm going to give you an interpretation, which will be etched in stone what it means, but it's only Atah. It's only now. It's good and bad. Better now, and not tomorrow. But unfortunately, it has to be now. It would not have been earlier. It would not have been 10 years early, 18 years earlier. If you would have come forward 18 years earlier and said, you know, nothing is doing, everything is very slow, we're not on track, if we don't get started now, we're not going to be on track that the Beis HaMikdash will have been rebuilt early. 70 years since the time of Kibbutz Yehoyakim. It doesn't happen overnight. It takes time to get things going. So maybe, Daniel, you should have been mispalel a couple of years ago in order that we would have had the opportunity to get back to Yerushalayim and get things going. You're not mispalel. But Baruch Hashem, at least Atah, at least now. And Baruch Hashem also, it's not tomorrow. At least you woke up, you didn't wake that long. Atah Yotzasi Laskil Chavina. Pasuk of Gimel. Then he goes on to say, B'schilas Tachanu Necho Yotza Dovar. Then he goes on to say something very nice, very, very pleasant. And we have this idea in Tefillah, is Oid Ani Medaber, but Hashem, when you began to be Mispalel, I already listened to you. In other words, even though you were Mairich, this long, eloquent prayer, Hashem loves you so much, Ish Chamudos, we'll see that in a few moments, Hashem already was willing to answer you from the very beginning. From the first moment when you opened up your mouth, you already, Hashem already found favor, and Hashem already was willing to answer you.
The Terem Yikra.
Before you call out, I already answered you. Exactly. That's exactly what it's saying over here. It's a paraphrase. It's exactly the same idea. In the beginning of your supplication, Yotza Davar. Already the matter, the matter before Hashem already was decided to send me and to give you an explanation and to begin the process of Geula. So Yotza Davar Vani Basib, I have come now Hagid to tell you that not only has Hashem answered you, and not only did Hashem already agree to answer you as soon as you began to express your supplication. But by the way, even Hashem allowed you, because Hashem wants to hear the supplication. It's therapeutic. It's very healthy. There's what to learn. For the Ladoiras, Baruch Hashem, Hashem didn't stop him early. We would not have this prayer had the Malach stopped him the very first moment when he began to supplicate. He let him say his piece. And that way it's recorded for posterity and we can use it. That's what you said today, Monday. You say the prayer every single day. But Vani Basti, I have come to declare ki chamudos ata. You are cherished. Unbelievable expression. Where do you find such an expression? From the Ishaya Tanakh. That a Malach comes and tells a person, Ichamudos. I mean, this is something which is not to be taken lightly by Am Avinu. Ata yadati ki yirei Elokim ata. Okay, that's Avram Avinu. The Malach says, now I know ki yirei Elokim. That's an incredible title of kavod. Hashem gave Avraham Avinu. What was the honor Hashem gave Moshe? Vayamoshe Moshe, Eved Hashem. The hesped of the Gadol Hadar, Moshe Rabbeinu, didn't have marathon hespedim the whole day. Went on in books. There were no books and books and books. The whole hesped for Moshe Rabbeinu was two words. Eved Hashem. Vayomosha Moshe, Eved Hashem. That was the hesped, two words. Very great honor. Hashem also gave Moshe Kavod by saying, why are we not afraid to speak about Moshe? V'ish Moshe, Anav Me'oid, Mikol Adam. You know, you make a study. I'm sure there are all the different things that in heaven that are revealed about human beings. Doniel is high, high up there on that unique club, in that unique club of people who heaven has given out honor. They don't give out honor very often in heaven. Heaven likes to magnify teeny, teeny minor imperfections in man, but here we have here this incredible expression, l'hagid, to declare ki chamudos ata. Doniel ish chamudos shiva lefanecha. We have it all over in the Chazal. You are cherished. Chomud. We said that nechmad lamar, I told about Chanukah, nechmad la, cutting up Chanukah. Chanukah is the only mitzvahs where there's even to look. Nechmad. We discussed this. What is nechmad? Nun ches is ner Chanukah. Mem dalit are 44. 44 candles, 33 neros, and the 8 shamoshim, for a grand total 36. 36 plus the 8 shamoshim. So Chomud has the 8 hadas toivarai. It all goes back to there. The nechmod lamare. Nechmod has something to do with the concept association of sight. Okay, when we call Daniel ish chamudos, that means it is pleasant to look at you. There are people that are pleasant to listen to. Good tape, go listen. You know, it's not everyone that's good visually is good sound. Some people are very good. This is one particular person I know, and I see him on the screen. He's very good, but I hear him on the radio. He's very boring. There's something. Some people are good nechmad lamare, but they're not so good to listen to. Exactly, the Eitz Hadas Tovra was nechmad lamare. So we have to understand that this title, that the Nil is ish chamudos, is associated with sight, ri'ia. And in fact, what did Daniel say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Habetno ure'ei. Look, This is unique to Daniel. I don't know if we have this expression by other Ishei HaTanach. When they ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, did Moshe Rabbeinu say Re'eh? Zuchor la'Avraham le'Yitzchak u'le'Yaakov al tefen el midos, concepts. But the bakasha of Daniel habetna ure'e is unique to Daniel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu reciprocates. Daniel ish chamudos. You're a delightful person to look at. In fact, we have at the beginning of the Sefer Daniel, when Daniel and Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah were taken to the palace, they were stolen away with Yehoyakim, Golus Yehoyachonia, and they refused to eat the food, the pasbag, Shel Melech, the provisions of Nebuchadnezzar. And what did Daniel, how did they strike a deal? They give us Zeronim, give us seeds, and test us for 10 days. After 10 days, give a look, see how we compare to our companions. See how we measure up. And the pasuk there says they were Toivei Mare. After 10 days, they had a beautiful appearance. Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, and Daniel, Toivei Mare. So again, you see this idea of Daniel, there's a concept of Re'iyah, of sight. When it comes to Daniel, let's go further. Understand the matter. I'm coming here that you should understand this matter. There's much repetition. Obviously, it's not repetition. Every one of these expressions is telling us something different, which I have no idea. But we have over here, lahaskil chavina, and vayovin, vaydaber, vayoymar. Here have a new expression, laos lahagid, another expression, uvin badovar, vihovein bamare, and understand the vision. So many expressions over and over that he's telling them, I'm going to explain to you with the ultimate clarity what exactly is going on, how to understand the coming of the Gula. Let's see over here the Mitzvah's Pasuk of Gimel. Pasuk of Gimel Batchila, the Ace Hascholas Lechanein, at the beginning of your supplication, here are the echo word Yotza Devar Hashem. Okay, so Devar, Dovar, in this one word over here, the Mitzvah is really padding. He's padding up with a whole explanation. Yotza Devar Hashem, the word of Hashem has gone out. Lolechas, the command has gone out. Lolechas to go, Lahagil to go tell you, Vinei Bossi, I've come to Lahagil, I've come to tell you. What have I come to tell you? Number one, Ki Chamudos, Al Sha'ata, the first thing I've been constructed to tell you is Sha'ata, Al Sha'ata, Bal Mailas Chamudos, Lezeh, that you are a delighted person, you are a delightful person, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Lezeh, Shalach Hashem, therefore, Hashem Shalach Lahagil to declare to you the following matter, Vin Badavar, the matter, the Chozar Lazarzo v'Amar Hovin b'Mara Hanavuah Zos. He began to encourage him. Pay close attention to what I'm about to tell you. Now, there's a very beautiful medrash Ki Chamudos Ata. In these psukim, the following psukim, we're going to have the word Chamudos three times. Let me read you the words of the medrash. It's Koheles Rabbah. In Koheles Rabbah, Perek Tes Zayin, it says, Shma Kosov, the name of Kosov, Shalosh Pa'amim Chamudos. Three times Chamudos. Here in these Psukim, Oma El Oma Rabbi Shmuel Bar Unia, B'Shem Rabbi Ocha, Shalosh Pa'am Ksiv Bukan, Chamudos, Oma Le, Dayecha Boy Racha. It's enough that your Creator, Mischamed L'cha, He loves you, Hashem loves you. Pamalia Shaloi Mechamei Lucha, the heavenly host, the Pamalia, the heavenly host, the angels in heaven, they love you. Visayrosai Mischamedes Lucha, and the Torah loves you. What this means, I do not know, but three, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Pamalia Shalmaila, the heavenly host, loves you, and the Torah loves you. Okay, now we're out of time, but let me just give you a little introduction to what's going to go on in the next psukim. They're very hard psukim. We have to go to very, very slow. But basically, what he's going to tell him is, he tells him something which is amazing, which you don't hear discussed that much. He tells them when the Churban Bayis Sheni will be destroyed. He tells them a magic number. He says 70 times...
Seven.
70 times 7. 7, that's what he says. He tells them this magic number. 70 times seven. Seven is a Shemitah cycle. He tells him really two things. Let's summarize just very quickly. He tells him two things. First of all, there's going to be a general number, 70 times seven, which equals 490 years. And that simply means, and really that's the way you read the Pesukim, very, very simple, it means that 490 years after the Churban Bayis Rishon, which already happened 52 years ago, there will be the Churban Bayis Sheni.
They didn't build yet the second Beis Mikdash.
They're right. Now how do you get 490 years later? Because we know that the Bayis Sheni lasted for 420 years, and it was 70 years between the Bayis Sheni, 490 years. Now that is extremely bizarre. Because over here, Daniel is expecting to hear when the bayis will be rebuilt.
Right.
That's what he's being mispal. Ribbono shel Olam, what is going on? Yirmiyah said that after 70 years there's going to be a geula. So they say, yeah, Yitaka, you don't understand, but so let me explain to you. That in 407, there's going to be another Churban. Instead of telling him there's going to be a rebuilding, there's going to be another Churban. What's going on? This is very, very difficult. And also, he tells him that it's going to be 70 years. Does not refer to the kibush of Yehoyaka, but it refers to the kibush of Tzidkio, the Churban Bayis, which means the way the Pesukim are going to be explained is we're going to take these 70 Shemitos, 70 times 7. This, and we're going to break it up into three parts. 62, 1, and change. I'm sorry. 62, 62 plus 7. Oh, yeah, we were getting confused. For a total of 69. Six. Okay, we'll look at something later on. But basically, what it's going to tell him is that after 62, 6, and then there's going to be some change we have to get to a total of 70. But basically, we're going to have 49 years, which is that's 7, not 62. Is going to be Shavuim Shiva, right? Shavuim Shiva. Vishavuim Shishim Shama. It's right. Not six, seven. So we're going to have seven. The grand total will be 70 Shemitos. But we're going to divide those 70 Shemitos into three parts: 62 Shemitos, 7 Shemitos, and change. Now, what do we mean? By this? So right now, Daniel is standing, how many years into the Churban? He's standing 52 years. Now 52 years is 7 times 7, which are 7 Shemitos, plus 3. We're not going to count the 3 because the 3 is only a fraction of a Shemitah. We're only going to count complete Shemitos. So that counts for 7 of the 70 Shemitos. How many more Shemitos are left that are complete? 62 Shemitos. What is 62 multiplied by 7? 434. Now, what is left over? In order to get to the grand total of 490, we're missing 7. From those 7, there are going to be 3 years now. 3 years now, plus we're going to count 4 more years later. But basically, we're going to do this all in great detail in Yirat Hashem later, but basically the idea he's going to tell him is going to be 490 years from the time of the Churban Bayis Rishon until the Churban Bayis Sheni, which will be 70 years of Golus and 420 years of the Bayis Sheni, and from that 52 2 years now have passed, which means there's 18 years left until the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash, which will begin shortly with the proclamation of Koresh. As soon as Daryovish passes over his power to Koresh, Melech Paras, the process will begin, and the mistake, not the mistake, and the interpretation of Yirmiyah's words, that 70 years from the 70 years will be Churban, is 70 years from the time of Tzidkiyahu, the Churban Bayis Rishon, that will be the 70 years. Then we'll be followed with another 420 years, for a grand total of 490 years, and then once again there will be a Churban. And with that Churban, there'll be a Kapara for Klal Yisrael, which will ultimately lead into the ultimate Geula Shlema and the beginning of the Bayis Shlishi at some point later, which is not discussed here in these sukkah. A lot of more details, obviously, which we have to go through very slow, Mishem. We can pick up tomorrow.